from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Now, would it be your desire to stay here long term?
Yeah, most definitely. I like here in Pittsburgh. I like Coach T, Mr. Rooney, Omar. Even Kevin Colbert when he was here. It's a good city. Obviously, the people here are nice and are welcoming.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Dickerson cows behind the glass, and that was Najee Harris yesterday whenever he reported to training camp talking about how he loves the city of Pittsburgh and would love to stay here. I think everybody knows right now that the Steelers declined his fifth-year option to head into next season and are kind of just sitting on and waiting on what Najee Harris may do this year. And listening to that, and you know, you can't really grab that much from that. He's going to say the right things. He hasn't spoken. He didn't speak at all during OTA. So this was the first time you've heard from Najee in quite a while. But he's going to say the right things. And I'm sure he does love Pittsburgh. It's kind of the only city he knows professionally. So he's going to say the right things and say that, you know, the people here, and he wants to be here, and he loves everybody that gave him the opportunity. Omar, Mike T, even Kevin Colbert, Art II. He's going to say the right things. But, you know, this is a big year for Najee. It's a big year, honestly, for Mike Tomlin and the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think that we can all agree on that. But what is the Steelers' identity? What is the Steelers' identity going to be of this 2024 season? And heading into training camp, I think we can all agree that Arthur Smith is going to want to run the football. And that's what the Steelers have always wanted to do. That is going to be their identity on paper. But if you kind of break it down, you could kind of see through the forest here. Like, I mean, they wanted to bolster their offensive line. They wanted to get tougher. They wanted to get smarter. They wanted to get an offensive line that could be on the same page and do that early. So what they did in the draft, they draft with their first round pick, Troy Fautanu, who was a left tackle at Washington. He's going to move to right tackle. And then they drafted Zach Frazier out of West Virginia, who's a center, got hurt later in the year, in the college year last year, but it was one of the best and probably the best center in the draft. So they got him. And that's where it obviously starts. So if you see the way that they want to go in the trend, I don't know if Troy Fautanu, is going to start right away in training camp. Dan Moore Jr., from what I've heard, is going to be their swing tackle. He's going to play some left, going to play some right. I would assume that today, as they hit the field, that Dan Moore Jr. will be right tackle and Broderick Jones will be left tackle. So you're going to have Broderick Jones, Samalu. You're going to have Zach Frazier. Zach Frazier probably won't start today, but he will in about 3 weeks. So you're going to have Herbig at center, Daniels, and then you'll have Dan Moore Jr. at the right tackle. If you just went with that, Broderick, Samalu, Herbig, Daniels, Moore, I think that that's an okay offensive line. It's okay, but whenever you infuse the rookies, that is the identity. The rookies of Frazier and Fautanu are really going to change the way that the Steelers are going to operate this year, I do believe. Now, yet last year they found the running game later on in the season, but that's too long. You can't wait till the middle of the season to find your running game. You have to figure out a way, if you're Arthur Smith in this offense and Mike Tomlin, to hit the ground running against the Atlanta Falcons whenever you kick off the NFL season. And that is the identity. That's what they want to do. That's their approach. And it does start up front. Football is very simple. And as different in how many rules have changed and how different football is and how the much money is surrounded by football, you go back to 1920, it was about up front. Football hasn't changed in that aspect. If you have a good offensive line, if you have a good defensive line, you are in the best position. Everything starts up front. And I love what the Steelers have done with their offensive line. And I love what they have been telling us with those moves, that our identity is going to be running the ball. But it also starts with Najee Harris and Jaylen Warren. And if you look at a unit on this team, they probably are the best unit. If you look at a unit, running back unit in the NFL, they are probably top five, Jaylen Warren and Najee Harris. But is that enough? Is that enough? We know what their identity is going to be. We know that Najee wants to be here. Najee's going to be motivated. There's also a clip, and probably won't play it today, but I think that you all have seen it, of him being asked about his contract situation, about the Steelers not picking up the fifth-year option, and he's like, it is what it is. It stung a little bit at first, and I'm paraphrasing. It stung a little bit at first, and then he was just like, okay, like, you know, I just got to go play. I do believe that Najee Harris is going to be playing with a big, big chip on his shoulder this year. The way that things ended last year, he almost, you know, he's throwing guys under the bus. He was throwing coaches under the bus. I'm sure he got a talking to at one point at the end of the season about doing that, not talking to the media, kind of keeping to himself, and, you know, seeing all the training clips out there, just seems like he's definitely motivated. And also having a running back alongside of you that could be the number one back, that could be the guy that gets the most touches. That is a good situation for Najee. I think he's more quality, not quantity. The more touches for Najee, I think the worse off he'll be. So splitting carries with Jaylen Warren is the correct approach if you're the Pittsburgh Steelers. And if you're Najee, you should be happy about that because you'll be fresh whenever you do touch the ball. But is that enough? Is that enough for the Steelers this year? They're going to be good at running the football. I honestly have no doubts about that. But can everything else around them, around the core inside, the offensive line and the running backs, can they hold their weight? From what I'm hearing, that they are settling with what they have at wide receiver. Is that enough? As we sit here right now and talking into a microphone and thinking about the Pittsburgh Steelers, if you're driving into work right now, if you're getting ready for work right now, if you're at work right now listening, I don't think that that's enough. And I'm sure you don't think that it's enough. George Pickens, Van Jefferson, Roman Wilson, who's a rookie, Calvin Austin, who is, you know, a smaller guy, but has yet to really scratch the surface of being a legit piece to the receiving core. Quez Watkins, Scotty Miller. Like, are those guys going to change a game? As we sit here, like I said right now, I don't think so. So Arthur Smith is going to have to get creative. And this offense is going to have to get creative. You have something that you could hang your hat on. Najee Harris is going to have a good year. I'm going to stamp that right now. But Jaylen Warren also is going to have a good year. But are we talking about having the identity of running the football for your running backs and your offensive line to do well? Or are we talking about an identity of running the football, but also being able to pick your poison whenever you need to at certain points of the game? Like, can Russell Wilson really elevate this receiving core to be a threat? So sit back and just kind of just picture this. Like, you're a defensive coordinator, and you all watch football. You don't have to play football to kind of understand football. I think it's one of those sports that if you throw on the TV and you have somebody really explain it to you, you can kind of get what's going on. Like hockey, you can't get what's going on. Somebody just sits down and explains it to you. You can't follow the puck. I mean, baseball, I think everybody knows baseball, but there's a lot of little details that know. Like, I mean, I don't even know about baseball that go into a day-to-day and a game-to-game situation. Basketball is basketball. It is what it is. But football, I feel like, you know, you could sit down, you could watch it, and you kind of understand what's happening. Can Russell Wilson elevate this receiving core? One, if you are sitting there and you're a defensive coordinator and you have a decent defense, you don't have a great defense, but you have a decent defense, and you're playing the Pittsburgh Steelers, and if I know it, and Callis knows it, and you listeners know that their identity is running the football. Do they scare you? Like, does that scare you? Does that make you invest into your game plan more? Or are you just going to pack the box and say, okay, run it all game, run the timeout, and, you know, score minimal points and try to win the game and try to play, you know, that tough backyard, junkyard football? I don't like that. If I'm a defensive coordinator, the Steelers do not scare me right now. Because I know that if you want to throw the ball, like you have Russell Wilson, who's an aging veteran, that did, I think, a lot better than people think last year. Okay, that's great. But who's he going to throw the ball to? George Pickens? Fantastic talent. Very, very raw. Can be really, really good. That's one piece. Pat Freiermuth, you know, up and down year last year, in a contract situation right now. Don't know if he's going to get paid, but he's going to have opportunities. Does he scare you? Maybe. Maybe. And then after that, what is there? After that, I'm like, okay, I stop the run. I double George. And then maybe I let Pat Freiermuth beat us. I let a tight end beat us. The Pittsburgh Steelers offense should not scare not one defensive coordinator right now. And that's the situation they're in. That's the situation that they backed themselves in. And I will stand by this right now. At the time, I thought there was a good decision by trading Deontay Johnson because you don't want that type of mentality in the locker room. And I'm sure they had enough because they sent him to Carolina where they could have sent him to a team that actually had an opportunity of contending. To me, that was a message. But looking back and thinking about right now where they're at, if I'm a defensive coordinator, the Steelers don't scare me, man, I would have just waited a little bit with Deontay Johnson. And listening to their coach, who's their new coach now in Carolina, saying that Deontay Johnson is the number one receiver and we're going to get him as many targets as possible. He said this yesterday in an interview. You have that on your roster? You have that on the opposite side of George Pickens and Pat Freiermuth and Najee Harris and Jaylen Warren and this offensive line and Russell Wilson? Now I'm going to stay up a little bit later of my game planning of the Pittsburgh Steelers in their offense. They just don't scare me. They don't. They're one-dimensional, and they're hoping that George Pickens can be a guy. To be determined, and I hope that I'm wrong. But as I sit here right now, I look at the Steelers like, okay, we take this guy out, we take that guy out, we have a good chance of winning the football game. They don't have enough. To be determined if they get enough, but they don't have enough. But the running back situation is their identity. Najee Harris has to have a good year this year, and I think that he will. And Jaylen Warren is also motivated as well. Why wouldn't he be? He's going to have the best opportunity to showcase his skills this year, and he did that last year with an offensive coordinator that was incompetent. We're going to hear from Jaylen Warren coming up next. Fan Text Line brought to you by Edgar Schneider & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
HM3 Partners Independence Fund presents Celebrity Care Fest benefiting UPMC Children's Hospital Foundation. Two nights of star-studded entertainment, July 26th and 27th. Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo, Smokey Robinson, and a superstar artist that is so big we can't say it here on 93.7 The Fan. Learn who at hm3.org. Tickets on sale at hm3.org. You just brought this up, Cal. It's the Olympics start tomorrow, huh?
Yeah, I just saw a commercial for it. Simone Biles was dancing around and doing gymnastics, and it said tomorrow, 7:30, I guess, is the opening ceremony?
I guess so. I don't know. I'm not a big Olympic guy. Never have been. I don't know. I'm probably not even going to watch it.
I sure hope that it hasn't started already and that was just a gymnastics promo.
I think the basketball has definitely started. But I think that all the other events, I guess they start tomorrow. And I know that you won't be watching, and neither will I.
No, I was right. Yeah, it's all good tomorrow. Opening ceremonies tomorrow.
Opening? Okay.
I think some of the preliminary rounds go through. I don't know.
I have no idea.
No idea. Nope. Maybe they just, okay.
Nope. Eh. Call now to win two adult and two youth tickets to the Pony League World Series at Lou Hayes Pony Field from August 9th through August 14th.
Can I pick a number?
Yes, go ahead.
Five.
Number five. Caller number five.
Thank you.
The tickets. Yeah. You're welcome. You excited about that? Would you go to that? Would you go to Pony League World Series?
I did once. When I was in Little League, I went to it.
Was it fun?
Yeah, it was a good time.
Would you go again?
I would. Well, you know, if you catch a home run ball, you got to deliver it back to the announcer's booth so they can give it to the player, and you get a free Popsicle voucher.
Oh, nice. Look at that. So, free Popsicle.
On top of the food voucher I think you're going to get with these tickets.
Look at that. Look at that.
Huh.
Nice. Caller number five, you win the tickets to the Pony League World Series. Jalen Warren, he reported to camp yesterday, and he spoke to the media about this upcoming season in this training camp.
Like, what do we feel after that?
Or what do you think are the biggest benefits of those physical parts of practice?
Oh, just the grit and mano y mano, you know, test your character. You know, our whole team's competitive, and I love going against competitive guys, and, you know, I love that physicality.
Jalen, do you think you'll get a good feel of this offense during these 3 weeks, or did you kind of...
Oh, yeah, 100%, yeah.
Did you start... You obviously started that process in the offseason, and you feel like you guys got it down so far? Do you need a little more time?
Yeah, just a little bit more time, you know, build the chemistry with each other and, you know, just have it come easy to the ear.
For people on the outside looking in, how much different is it going to be for us to be watching this offense compared to last year?
I guess you'll see a lot of, like, motions, movements, and, you know, kind of a lot of the same stuff, just different execution.
More points?
Mm-hmm.
How about you and Najee out there at the same time? Do you think that's in the cards at all?
Yeah.
You and Najee were one of the most productive duos last year in terms of just total yards from scrimmage and everything like that. What's your relationship with each other off the field?
We're cool. We still help each other out where we can. We still, you know, see what's up with each other, check in. Yeah.
What's his mindset been more... all summer, like in terms of if we haven't got a chance to talk to him? So
what's his mindset?
Yeah,
been?
Same.
You know, he wants to come in, get it. Made you know, nothing's changed about it. He's still hungry.
Is Russell Wilson? You never knew the Super Bowl winning quarterback. Is it a different vibe around the offense?
Just because, yeah, he brings knowledge and, you know, experience. And so, yeah, he does help us a lot with that in that sense.
You guys have so many new pieces, whether it's the quarterback, coordinator, a couple receivers, offensive linemen. How important is it going to be during training camp here for you guys to start to come together? And what can you do in Latrobe to help set the tone for the season?
I think it's going to be very important because, you know, that's what sets the tone for the season. So, you know, as long as we stick by each other and, you know, help each other, I think we'll be fine.
Jalen, you saw more playing time last year. Have they talked to you about getting even more this year?
No, they haven't talked to me about that.
Do you expect to get even more this year?
I don't expect none. You know, whatever. Whenever my name's called, I'm ready to perform.
What's at the top of your packing list for this trip?
On top of my packing list?
What's the thing you couldn't live without heading to camp?
I brought my PlayStation, yeah, because, you know, these long days, I want to get my mind off football sometimes.
What do you play?
Call of Duty. And NCAA, now that it came out.
Are you playing with Oklahoma State or Utah State?
Oklahoma State.
Jalen, is this the most physical offensive team you guys had, and do you feel like you kind of took trends last year to get to where you want to be in that regard?
Yeah, 100%. I love being part of a physical offense. That's my personal style of play. And so when Arthur Smith came in and, you know, presented that, I was, you know, excited.
Did he do that when – we've heard guys say that, that he said that he wants you guys to be physical. When you say presented, did he stand up in some sort of particular meeting and say this is what we're going to be?
He emphasized it, yes. Like, had a bullet point of it and a whole slideshow about it, so, yeah.
You'll see more of that during training camp, obviously, than OTAs.
Correct. Oh, yeah.
Physicality.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all right, anybody else?
Don't be a statistic. Get your heart checked by the experts at UPMC. That was Jalen Warren yesterday talking to the media. You heard Jeff Hathorn, our own Jeff Hathorn, in that interview. And Jalen Warren, I mean, not that he's unique, but he just brings a different flavor and a different running style to this Pittsburgh Steelers offense. And, you know, I wasn't familiar with his game last year during the preseason whenever they were playing the Buffalo Bills and he broke out that 60-yard run. I didn't know he had that in him. But he's been very, very stable and a big component to the Steelers last year. And I think he's going to have a breakout year. It's kind of hard to ignore that. I mean, he, alongside of in the passing game, he can pass protect. He can catch the ball out of the backfield. He's small. He's compact. He runs hard. He can squeak through those little holes that those offensive linemen absolutely love. Whenever a running back can find those little holes, don't have to open it up. Don't have to hold your blocks as long. And get yardage. So, you know, Jalen Warren, Najee Harris, I think they have the right chemicals and the right combination for this Pittsburgh Steelers offense to be the identity that they want to be. But as I said before, they are components to the identity, Najee Harris, Jalen Warren. But is that enough? Is it enough for Jalen Warren to catch the ball out of the backfield and that be a large component to their passing game? I don't know. I don't think so. So, it's one thing to have an identity, and we talk about this every year, and I say this, you know, year in and year out, every NFL team changes identity in a way every single season. And some teams it takes a few weeks, some teams it takes a month, some teams it takes to half of the season to figure out what you actually are. I think we actually finally know what the Steelers are and what they want to do, but is that enough? That is the question. Is that enough? Do they have the other assets to really make this offense competitive? Because look, at the end of the day, it's not about what you do. It is about what you do and how you prepare and what you are putting on the field during practice. But let's call a spade. Joe Burrow is back. He has blonde hair now, so he has a chip on his shoulder. Patrick Mahomes has deep threats now. As you saw that clip of him throwing to Xavier Worthy, their top pick, wide receiver in the draft. You're going to have to, you know, potentially go against an explosive offense in Miami. The Jets have Aaron Rodgers back. Buffalo Bills, I know that people are down on them. I'm certainly down on them, but they still have Josh Allen. Lamar Jackson's going to be Lamar Jackson. Now he has Derrick Henry. Like, it is going to be an uphill battle for the Pittsburgh Steelers, and I'm leaving people and teams off that list right now. that I could break down that the Steelers are potentially going to have to go against or they're absolutely going to have to go against? Is it enough firepower to beat those teams? That's what it comes down to at the end of the day. Do they have enough? I don't know. To be determined. The Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection. Coming up next, Jeff Hathorn. He's at Steelers training camp. He will join us and give us some tidbits on what's going on, and I'm sure that everybody's excited to actually see some real football be played at Latrobe today. I believe the Steelers start practice at 10:30, so that is exciting. We'll get Jeff's thoughts on that next. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Dickerson, Callis behind the glass, and our very own Jeff Hathorn is on the Fan Hotline. Jeff, how's Latrobe? Are you ready for actual football to be started today?
Yes, I'm ready to talk to the guys about more than just what they're bringing into a dorm, what their food is, what their mattress pad is like. I'm anxious to see. And, you know, Mike Tomlin kind of alluded to it yesterday on some of the questions that we had for him. He's like, I need to see it on the field before I can accurately comment on that. I kind of feel the same way.
Absolutely. Jeff, I asked you this, you know, at different portions of the season. I feel like I asked you the same question in OTAs. Like, I know that guys were just checking in. You did speak to a few guys whenever they were checking in. Mike Tomlin, obviously, being one of those as well. Do you get a different sense and a different feel of this football team? How was the atmosphere like? What was the mentality like? How was, you know, if you can grasp anything that you felt yesterday through the arrivals of everybody, what would it be heading into today and heading into this football season for the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Well, let me say this, you know, I've done this for a couple of years. I haven't had a year where, you know, the guys moved into camp and weren't optimistic. I think everybody's optimistic this time of year. What I do sense is kind of a quiet confidence with this group. Like, they don't need to say anything. Nobody was flashy. It was just kind of, let's go to work. I mean, they didn't have to over the top sell how excited they were, which I think is a good thing. So I think quiet confidence is a good way to put it. I think they feel like they have a few answers that, you know, what proved to be problems last year. Not all the answers, but a few of them, especially in key positions. And I think they feel good about their chances.
Jeff, I know we got burned last year during the preseason with Kenny Pickett's performance. Kind of gave us that false hope of what could possibly transpire with Kenny in this offense during the season. But, you know, I feel like a lot of people are not going to pay attention to what the quarterbacks do during preseason anymore because of that situation. But what you can pay attention to is the offensive line and the defensive line. And let's stick with the offensive line. How long, in your opinion, is it going to take for Zach Frazier and Troy Fautanu to secure a starting spot on this offensive line throughout this next month?
Oh, boy. I think Frazier, more so than Fautanu, is going to start. I mean, is there an outside chance that Herbig beats him out at center? Yes, but I think that would be more about Frazier showing what he can't do. For instance, and what I mean by that, it's his job to lose, even though Herbig's going to start the first reps as the first team center. As for Fautanu, I think some of that is Dan Moore, and obviously how Fautanu is able to kind of swing to both sides. I mean, eventually, if Moore has a role on this team going forward, it's going to be as a swing tackle. But I think to start out, he's going to be left. And how he performs, you know, will more determine. So I think it's more in Frazier's hands. And I think he's got the better opportunity to start this year.
Jeff, what's your feel around Najee Harris? I know that you all spoke with him yesterday. And they kind of said it is what it is about his whole fifth-year option and the Steelers declining it and saying that he loves Pittsburgh and wants to be here. Do you get the sense that he has a chip on his shoulder this year and he may be poised for a big year? Do you get the sense that, you know, it's the whole situation with the contract or with the fifth-year option is bothering him? I mean, this is the first time he's talked in, you know, months. He didn't talk throughout OTA. So, you know, what type of Najee Harris do you think that Steelers are going to get this year?
You know, I think there's some honesty when Najee talks. I mean, he admitted he was disappointed when it wasn't picked up. He said he doesn't use that for motivation. I don't know if I necessarily buy that because I think he's a guy who likes to have little chips. Like, remember his rookie year when when someone was talking about how big his legs were and he thought people were saying he was fat. You know, they're like little things that bother him. But I'll say this, I think he buys into this offense. He said a little aside comment of, you know, it's nice to have an NFL offensive coordinator, which was a little side shot, but I think true. And he was asked about were any of the changes that needed to be made in the organization as far as in-house rules and enforcing things like that, if that was manifesting itself. And he said, we'll see. So I think Najee's Najee. I think he always uses things as a motivator. And I think when he steps on that field, like we've seen, he's going to give it everything he has. Now, how does it fit in the offense? What's his role going to be? I think all of that to be determined in his future. He's going to have a monster year to have a future here because, you know, you have to look big picture. Can you save $6 million by just getting someone in the draft next year that could be a running mate with Jaylen Warren?
Jeff Hathorn with us on the Fan Morning Show. Jeff, is that opposite corner spot, opposite of Joey Porter Jr., is that up for grabs, or is it Dante Jackson's spot and it's up to him to win it and keep it or lose it? Is that spot, is there competition there?
Yeah, it's the latter. I mean, it's Dante's right now. I don't think right now, at least, that there's anyone that's really going to challenge him for it unless he is just bad. I think he was a player that the Steelers were interested in out of the draft. I think he's one of those guys. We've seen it over the years where there have been guys, and maybe Justin Fields falls into this camp too, that Mike Tomlin or scouts were enamored with, and they said, man, if we get him in our system, let's see how he works. We talked to him yesterday. Dude is confident. I mean, he believes this is a perfect fit. He's going to have a big year. I mean, he talks a game kind of like Joey Porter does. I mean, we'll see how it plays out. Carolina was kind of a mess last year. Maybe there is some truth to that, but he'll be the starting corner for the start of camp, and it probably will take more than even a bad preseason to unseat him in that position.
Jeff, thank you very much for joining the show. Enjoy Latrobe. Enjoy practice today, and we will talk to you next week.
Yeah, I know. And next time we talk, it'll be the day the pads come on. You know how that ramps it up at camp.
Oh, let's go. Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks, Doran.
There he goes, Jeff Hathorn. Oh, I just love football season. Oh, I could smell it in the air. It's just unbelievable. I just, this year, it was every year that goes by, it gets here faster. And this year, it's the fastest that I could ever remember that we're at football season this quick. And I absolutely love it. Steelers coverage on the Fan is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile, and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. Coming up next, there was a little event yesterday that I was paying attention to that I think could be enhanced in another area and should be explored. We'll talk about that next. The 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Dickerson Callis behind a glass with you on the Fan Morning Show. Pat Bostic will join us at around 8:20 and close out the show. Callis, I want to know your thoughts on this idea that I have, and tell me honestly if you'd be interested in watching or engaging in it. So I don't know if you've been paying attention to the TBT basketball games. But the TBT basketball games are alumni of colleges that have put teams together and basically, you know, the best players that can still move around. And there's a big tournament where Pitt and all the colleges across the country are competing for $1 million. If you make it, it's a big bracket. If you make it, you win $1 million and you obviously share it amongst the team. And Pitt had played West Virginia the other day. They beat them at the Peterson Event Center. Yesterday, they played Penn State. They lost in the last second on the last second layup. So Penn State will advance in this TBT tournament. But now I sit here and I'm just shrugging my shoulders. I'm what would you watch a TBT tournament of former players, former college players, even pro players of their certain school play flag football? If they did the same thing, but flag football, would you watch something like that? Say, You know, Pitt had, I don't even know the guys that you would know. Let's say
Doran Dickerson.
Yes. Yes, there you go. Against like Sean Lee of Penn State or Pat White of West Virginia. And all of us being in this tournament to win $1 million, would you watch something like that? Because I know that there's a decent amount of engagement for this basketball tournament.
Well, I'll tell you this. I think flag football is interesting, and I know they're starting in the WPIL, having girls flag football in the spring. Yeah, I would watch it. It's interesting. I think it's more interesting than people think. I like that idea.
Yeah, I mean, to see your former players and to see, I mean, some of the greats. I mean, I do believe that there are some NBA players that were playing for their schools throughout this tournament that still play in the NBA. But I was watching the clips online, and there was a decent amount of people that went to the game at the Peterson Event Center. I saw the stands, and seeing your former or your allegiance to whatever school play a rival like West Virginia, if you're a Pitt person, or even play a Penn State person, and seeing some of the familiar names that you maybe grew up watching that could still move around and play flag football, I don't see why that you wouldn't even explore this idea now that you see the engagement and how much people like this basketball one.
Yeah, have you ever seen old-timers games be played as well? I think the Yankees do one every year.
I've heard about it. I've never actually watched one, but I've seen clips.
Yeah, so that's a thing. I think there's a market for old timey, nostalgic, older guys coming back and doing that stuff. And the college sports market's pretty big, so yeah, why not?
Right.
I flag football in there.
Like, I'm sure not everybody. And football's a little bit different. Like, you do risk injury. I mean, it's different movements, and guys probably would get hurt. So like at some positions, you would want to stay as young as possible. But I mean, if you could lure like Dan Marino to sit back there and just throw the football, and if he would be willing to, he could do that.
I'm guessing there wouldn't be any linemen in here.
No, it would be just flag football.
Not hard contact.
No contact. It's just flag football. You're running routes and you're competing. I mean, there's a lot of flag football tournaments that go around. You win a decent amount of money, or even around Pittsburgh, around the country. And I don't know. I would watch that. I'd want to see, some old time players that, I maybe grew up watching or didn't get to see play that still were in decent shape that could go out there and play some football. Not bad, huh?
Do you think you could still run routes like that in a game if you played in one?
If I knew like right now.
Because you always talk about how out of shape you are. So,
but if I knew right now that this was going to happen, say in April, that would give me the motivation to get back in shape and I would get into that type of shape from now until then, just so I could get ready to go. I think I can get back in shape for sure and still move at a decent, pretty high level pace right now. But I would need some time to get into shape to do it. I couldn't just roll out there right now. I'd blow everything out.
I mean, you think these basketball guys train?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So then you'd assume athletes would train for flag football.
Yeah. Yeah.
Loosen the arms up for quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Legs up for receivers.
I would definitely train. I would try to train like I trained, like I was going to play football for real. And that would be exciting. And it would
get you're incentivized to win $1 million too.
Or
split the winnings of $1 million.
That too. I mean, you figure what? 10, 11.
Seven players on a team, maybe 10 players on a team if you want bench guys.
Yeah.
So $1 million.
But you'd have defensive guys too. You'd have defensive guys, so 7-7.
No, that's true. They're not two-way.
14. So you probably would have 20 guys because you need subs.
So 50,000 each.
I'm in. I'm in. I am in. They should do this. Maybe we'll come up with it. We got to patent it or whatever, or get our names around it so nobody steals this idea. I'm sure somebody's going to steal the idea. Coming up next, Mike Tomlin spoke to the media yesterday about Russell Wilson, about the quarterback situation. We'll hear that and break that down. First, fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's Chevy Summer Drive at Sun Chevrolet, up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. Today, high of 81, low of 66, partly cloudy. Tomorrow, high of 82, low of 60. All clear.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.